So we, at the beginning of the parsha, the Torah says that Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harana. And I want to focus both at the beginning of the parsha and also at the end of the parsha and connect it to some current events also, because a major part of yeshiva and learning Torah, the language of Torah, is supposed to teach us how to live our lives. Torah milashon hora'ah, to teach. It gives us a derech, a way to be able to act both in the walls of the Beit Midrash and long term. In the beginning of the parsha, it says Vayetze Yaakov mir sheva v'yel charana. All the mefarshim ask, as I taught my shir at the beginning of the week, why the double language? Why does it need both Vayetze Yaakov mir sheva and also Vayel charana? In here, there are a lot of different answers, which I gave at the beginning of the week. I wanted to say a different idea. Different idea comes that Chazal tell us that where did he go? Did he go directly to Haran? No. Where did he go? He went to yeshiva. He went to yeshiva. He went to Shem Vever. The Medrash tells us that he went to Shem Vever. How many years did he go for? 14 years. He went for 14 years to Shem Vever. How old was he when he went now?
63.
He was 63. Good. It seems like you've heard this before. 63. It's possible. It's possible. The question of Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, heard this? Oh, there you go. Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a bomb question. Yaakov Kamenetsky says, who are we talking about here? We're talking about Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, where did he learn Torah? Where did he learn Torah? At home. At home. He learned for 15 years under Avram Avinu, into the yeshiva of Avram. And then, as we mentioned last week, the Rambam says, who taught Yaakov Avinu? Who was his next Rebbe? Yitzchak. So for 63 years, he's had the star, he's been the star pupil of Avram Avinu, and then of Yitzchak. Yitzchak had one Talmud. You want to talk about personal attention? Personal attention. Yitzchak had one Talmud, Yaakov Avinu. So the crazy question is, why does he need to go to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'ever at 63 years old? Why is he going to yeshiva now? Everyone, maybe you heard the concept of his hasmada, that he only slept for that one night and the rest of the time. I mean, it's very nice. But fundamentally, why is he going to that yeshiva? What's he hoping to achieve or gain that he didn't get in the yeshiva of Avram and Yitzchak? Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky gives a fundamental answer, which comes to be a philosophical question of to this day, a burning question, which is, what is the function of yeshiva? In 2016, 2015, it comes to that same question. Is yeshiva a gap year where I'm supposed to be totally disconnected, totally disconnected from the world? Not know anything that's going on and just being in a cave? Be in a cave. And I'm supposed to take off a year, two, three, five, and then come back to the world. Or is yeshiva supposed to be what? Preparing you for life. Yeshiva, I'm supposed to hear, get a foundation to be able to understand how communities work in Chutz La'aretz, to understand what's going on, the type of challenges I'm going to have in the world, and I got to make sure that I want to go into the business world, I better learn Choshen Mishpat. That's halachas about it. I want to be able to go into medical school, I got to learn all the different halachas about brain death, and I have to learn about all the different medical ethics, and I have to make sure euthanasia, and I have to make sure to know exactly, am I allowed to be a doctor if I'm a Kohen, or am I allowed to go? I got things to learn. Fundamentally, what is yeshiva supposed to be? And it's a burning question until today. It's possible Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has an unbelievable mahalach, that he knows that he's going to Haran. Haran's a place of Ovid Avodah Zarah. Tricksters, as we will see. Love him. Love and Harami. And therefore what? Comes Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that Yaakov understood that he got chinuch in a type of yeshiva type A. Avram and Yitzchak. Now, somebody could argue about this. You could definitely argue and say that, look, we see that Avram Avinu knew how to deal with Ephron and Chiti. I mean, he understood how to deal with the sly Ephron. But Yitzchak as the Ola Tamima. Again, you can argue and say that Yitzchak's not as Tamim as many people explain. But the bottom line is, one could claim, even with that, Avram and Yitzchak were much more Torat Eretz Yisrael, more of the simple, not dealing with the trickery type of people. Comes Yaakov and says, I have to go to where? I have to go to Yeshiva of Shem Be'Ever. Who is Shem? Shem was the son of?
Noach.
As much as we know it's called May Noach, what was Noach successful? Noach was successful in dealing with his family and how to deal with the influences of the Mabul. Eiver, the same idea. Eiver, they say, was at the time of the Dor HaPalaga. And therefore, what he's learning in the yeshiva there is he's learning how do I go and be yasher? How am I going to deal with the difficulties in Chutz La'aretz? How am I going to go and understand how to be a frum Jew while being in Chutz La'aretz? When dealing with all these difficult challenges that come up. To the point that we already see it even nowadays in the politics that we have. That it's very, very, the words that are used are if you don't pay attention and you don't become a deal with Israel advocacy, you don't know when people say the word, when President Obama says the word setback, when it talks about Paris attacks, it's a setback. It's not atrocity. Or when you talk about two Jews being murdered versus killed. Two Jews were killed. Sounds, they were killed. It's sad. Murdered, or the concept that the Red Crescent ambulance doesn't come and sees them and tells them to call 911. Or whatever you want to call it. There's a certain slyness that happens that you have to come and understand the what between the lines of what's being said. The same idea comes at the end of the parsha, because we're living in a world right now where we need, in my opinion, a yeshiva of the synthesis of being able to understand what it means Torah. And understand that cave experience of being able to disconnect in order to be able to connect. But at the same time, you also have to be trained about the nuances of the tishtush, which means the blurring of what's good and what's pure evil, and what's the right thing to do in Avodas Hashem, and what's wrong. And I'll explain that in a second. Because at the end of the parsha, we know from the Haggadah says, Bikesh Lavan La'akor et ha'kol. Lavan was worse than Paro. Lavan's worse than Paro. Because Paro only wanted to make a gzera on the males. Lavan et ha'kol. Where is that? Explains Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Ukvar hikshua meforshim. Di'im ne'ayim b'chol ha'sipur of Yaakov and Lavan. It's not mefurash that Lavan be'emet until they're annihilated. What's going on? So he quotes the Pasuk in Perek Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Nun Gimel. If you want to look at it inside with me, towards the end of the parasha, I said I was going to do the two bookends. Elohei Abraham Elohei Nachor Yishbetu Beinenu Elohei Avihem Vayishava Yaakov Befachar Aviv Yitzchak. Lavan had said to Yaakov, let's make a deal. Let's make a brit. In Pasuk Nun Gimel, Yaakov Avinu has to understand, and this is part of the challenge we have, which is we're all the same. We all want to serve as God. We come from the same roots, says the same family. But you want to serve Elokei Abraham, and I want to serve Elokei Nachor. So what's the idea? One of the worst things is a person who's indifferent. That's the worst. But look, I'm not indifferent. What do I want? I want Elokei Nachor. But we're mishpacha. is this, this is the challenge of our lives right now. What is the Holocaust right now is our intermarriage rate. That's what's going on now. I asked guys who were by me the past the yeshiva, what is the problem of the Jewish world now? What's the problem? Some wanted to say not having Jewish unity. People are giving me different answers. One person told me intermarriage. There's not a family that I know, almost, that hasn't been affected by this plague. And it comes to the real question. Because then, what happens? Lo aleinu, but Baruch now is intermarrying with Tina. And now, what happens? Baruch's intermarrying with Tina. And now, what happens? Do you go to the church? Do you go to the wedding ceremony? It's going to break up the whole family. What do you do? These are real questions, halachically, that you need a Torah hashkafa to be able to see it. But before you're able to say that in one case, maybe you do go, one case you don't go, yes, sometimes you have to say the word no. Fundamentally, you have to say there's the Elokei Avihem, that Vayishava BeYakov BePachad Aviv Yitzchak. What Lavan was trying to say is, it's all one and the same. You're worshipping God of Abraham, I'm worshipping the Elokei Nachor. We're the same Yichus. We're together. Tina's a good person. I'm sure she's a good person. She does lots of chesed. Don't you talk about chesed? It's good. What's the problem? You're breaking up. You're hurting. You're laughing. And I'm crying. I'm crying because this is halachas lemaisa every single day now. Of understanding, who do you identify with? What do you identify with? Vayishava Yaakov bepachad Aviv Yitzchak. Lavan was bikesh la'akor et hakol. Because he wanted to blurry what is emet and what is not emet. The truth is, tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, I'll give you an example, Pollard, Meretz Hashem will be released. I personally have so many mixed feelings about it. Because I don't know what to believe. Because some people will say, look, it's an Israeli spy who's been for spying for Israel. He's been longer than any other spy that way. So he deserves to get out. So, and you have poskim, you know, from the Shabak and others to say, look, he deserves to get out. And then you have the other side to understand how much he jeopardized the intelligence between the United States, between Israel. So is it just pure anti-Semitism? Is it not? Did he really deserve it? I don't know the answer. You really have mamish gedolim in the political world that goes both ways. So I feel good for him on an individual level, 100%. But things are not as clear as what we want is black and white at times. But one thing is very clear. When we're dealing with this parsha, is what we have to do is to start being able to say that not everything is kosher. That the idea of going to Shem Ve'Ever is coming to help me understand what is not kosher and what's kosher. I'll give you an example. Many of you have gone to camps before. And you know that in a halacha, you have a thing that's called lechatchila, mitzvah min amuvchar. You also have what? You also have things that are called bidyebet. You have a thing that's called bishas atchak. And then you have things that are called aser. Now many of us mix up, and say from, it's not really aser, it's shas atchak. And then you keep rationalizing to ourselves from what's aser, like some of the movies that we've seen, to say it's lechatchila to do these things. So you have to figure out within yourself, to be honest within yourself, that is the challenge. Why Yaakov needs to go to a yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, where we have to deal with these difficulties. And that's what I think yeshiva, especially like our yeshiva, Shem Ve'Ever, is that synthesis of the two, where we're able to say what evil is evil. And we're now, we saw it with our own eyes. last Erev Shabbos, in cold blood, they shot down a father and a son. Now, what do we say? So our response is not just, okay, ein ma lasot. What's our response? You look at how the bride and the groom, they've invited all of Am Yisrael to come to the wedding. It's unbelievable. What's the pshat? Where do you get the strength from? Where do you get the strength to be able to say, that's evil, but I'm going to have the Netzach Yisrael, the Gvura, to be able to continue going? The answer only comes if you've been mechanech and you're going and understanding the emet of Torah. That's the only way. That's the only way. Because if not, and that's the concept of Kaddish, it's the concept of Avelos, it's the concept of the Torah. Not every second of Torah is a rock concert, is this exciting time. It's true, it's not. It takes hard work. But the only way that you're able to inculcate with yourself, to know how to deal with the world out there, is if you detach yourself on one level from the world, to be able to go and say, what does the Torah say? And at the same time, what is the Torah going to say when I'm dealing with the loved ones in the world? How am I going to understand what's l'chatchila and what is aser? And to be able to identify what's right and what's wrong. And it's not easy, because there is gray out there. There is gray. But our oilam, or our community, we have to make sure not to idealize all the gray. Everything's gray! There's no right and wrong! That's not the sefer Yasha that we have. It's wrong to curse. It's wrong to miss minion. It's wrong! I am a nice guy. So you could be a nice guy, but you're being selfish by missing minion. It's selfish. So if you want to say being selfish is a nice guy, that's fine. Maybe we have different definitions. Different definitions. It's selfish. Why is it selfish? Because what could you be doing when you could have davened in the minion? First of all, hopefully you davened b'yachin. But your tefillah b'yachin is not the same as tefillah b'tzibur. It's wrong when you use the koach of speaking to start doing what's called peilishtik, which means you start saying, aha! You start saying, really, what I said is not so bad. What are you? How you speak. This is what comes within yeshiva. What you should be getting now within yeshiva. The consistency that I talk about with you in yeshiva. Where do you get the idea of how I'm going to be able to deal with the challenges in the world? It's only going to be that we learned from the litmans to have that gevura is where I'm tired, but yes, I went to sleep not at 2 in the morning, not at 3 in the morning. I went to sleep at 12:30. FOMO? FOMO it is. Okay, FOMO it is. But I have a higher calling that I have to know that I'm not going to be selfish. I'm going to be at 6:45 to dive into the Ribono Shalom. It's true. It's not as cool. I didn't get to read 3 hours worth of Facebooks and being able to use and read all the comments. So I'm not as cool. It's true. But then you'll realize, you know what? In 2 years from now, when you actually have thought about it and worked through it because you spent your time learning the Rambam and learning Parshat HaShavua and learning Baba Basra, I promise you those same Facebook comments won't be around. But I guarantee you the toast was on Kinyan Dvar Ba'alma and your grandchildren will be working about those things. What we need through when we're learning Avos, we're learning from Yaakov, is to define for ourselves. Stop with the blurriness. Stop saying, it's okay. What we have to say is, okay, Torah is there. It's true. There are certain things that I need. It's sophisticated. 100%. That's why it's Shem Aver. We have that nowadays. We have that nowadays in many hashkafic issues that you have to work through. But first and foremost, is you have to be in the yeshiva to say, I need to know what the Ratzon Hashem is. How do I see myself within that Avdus of Hashem? And within there, we can actually learn from our Avos and say, Matai Yagiu Ma'asai L'Ma'asai Avotai. That I'll be able to understand what yeshiva is, and through there, be that walking Kiddush Hashem, to know how to deal with the shenanigans out there. And Bezrat Hashem, we're not going to be the friars, the suckers. You'll be able to, a person who knows how to talk, person who knows how to talk philosophy, person who knows how to talk halacha, person who understands what the Torah really says, and then when they start misquoting things, you'll understand what's actually being quoted. You'll say, excuse me, with all due respect. And you'll be able to say what's emes, and what John Kerry says is ridiculous, and you understand to understand what's Emmis and what's Sheker, and you'll be able to understand what BBC says. And to watch this interview with Mr. Sara Chinuch and understand what he talked about with my man Mr. Tim, and you'll understand the difference of what Emmis is and what they're trying to roll our eyes or cover what real Emmis is. May we be zocheh as we continue learning yeshiva to live up to our values, not to just say eh, but Mirza Hashem say oh, to be able to understand what it means, what the koach haTorah is within ourselves as chaverim, but really to learn from Yaakov Avinu. Let's go down.